being a graduate of Penn State, the football program in particular has always been near and dear to my heart. You know, I've spent a lot of great years in Beaver Stadium, watching a lot of great football and a lot of great players perform, like you two guys. And I mean, it's been just a tremendous opportunity for me to, you know, get closer to the program through Neil and some of the giving. My company and my career, I'm a deal guy. So, I'm very competitive, and I don't want to ever see a Penn State player in any sport, again, football in particular, leave because they were able to get a better deal that we couldn't come up and match if that was the case. But even...
College football tees, college basketball tees, whatever you need, Mercury has you covered with the best merch out there. We're talking about high quality clothing, inexpensive, and the best part is I have a 15% discount for everybody who goes and gets some right now. Use the code below, hit the link in the description, and go get your merch now. Use the code to get 15% off. What are you waiting on? Go do it.
What's going on, folks? Back again with my guy, B. Be what the hell has been up, man? What the hell is up?
another week in this off season, you know, grinding, adulting, you know, trying to figure things out as I get prepared for my newborn, first baby, first child, you know, just trying to get things in order.
Oh yeah, man. It's going to be the longest, quickest, whatever, six, 9 months that you got left going into it, dude. We're stoked for you. And then you're back in South Jersey, man. So you're in the hood. So whenever you want to pop over.
Back in South Jersey. I know a lot of folks, you know, have mentioned, you know, when we're going to get back together. The first few episodes, you know, we were in the cave, the basement. We'll definitely let go.
Yeah. We got to do that. Get the basement back fired up. Maybe to kick off the year. Mm-hmm. So putting a bow on this, we got a good guest this week. We had Rich Stankiewicz from the Collective came on, gave the Collective perspective on NIL. Then we had Brad Corcoran come on and give kind of the fan perspective of NIL. And to round this mini series off, we're getting Anthony Misitano, who is a extremely successful Penn State alum and booster and giver to the program as it pertains to NIL. So we'll get that perspective. And ultimately, you know, let you listeners kind of chew on that and go from there. I think you know where Brandon and I stand on it and the importance of having a strong backbone here as it pertains to NIL moving into this world of unknown. And to kind of answer some questions, because we've gotten some good feedback on X and Instagram, and I totally get the average fan's perspective on it, but it's just one of those things, man. Like it's an avenue for us to leverage our assets. And it's not necessarily like calling out the person who's, you know, counting pennies at the end of the month to pay the bills. You know, like we appreciate the support and, you know, the season tickets and getting up to games and all that. You know, it's just more so like, if you have the capacity to do it and you're hemming and hawing over it and maybe there's like some old ties or whatever, like we just have to kind of revolutionize the thought process with regards to it because everybody else is. And if you have expectations on the field, like this is becoming an extremely large part of that. And, you know, like I said, I think the system's a little broken, to be completely transparent, but I also believe that that's going to fix itself relatively quickly just because I think everybody's realizing
how important it is.
Yeah. It's just not sustainable. So once that does fix itself, having a good infrastructure to add additional value when you're talking about getting kids to decide to come to Penn State or not, I think is vitally important because that, I think that's going to be the next arms race, right? You know, now there's going to pay for play, collective bargaining, you know, whatever the structure and payment structure is. But now you're going to have another arms race about, okay, how can we sweeten the deal again? Because everybody's trying to find a competitive advantage. And if we have a really good foundation of people who want to help players and athletes, and not just football players, build their brand, I think it's vitally important for us to figure that out quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for this one, man. I mean, as you said, it's great perspective, all, you know, three different lanes, you know, from everyone, you know, most of the fans you hear of boosters, you know, every university, who are these guys and ladies and families that, you know, give generously. Now you have a chance to, you know, hear from one, you know, straight from them themselves. So cool perspective. As you said, this is a, it's becoming an arms race. If it isn't already, it's a tool that every, you know, institution needs now to be able to compete for, you know, to be the best, which we all are. I know we talked about it last week. It's like, you know, there's so many different, you know, similarities you can make to life and things of that nature. But I look at it as like a car, man. You want to, you know, rev your engines and be one of the fastest cars, NASCAR, whatever race you want to talk about, man. This is a way, the tool to strengthen your engine. And if you want to keep up, need to, you know, we need to apply it.
Before we get to the next topic, we're going to take a minute to talk about Factor Meals. Now, I know that there's a ton of food delivery service options out there. I'm going to stand on the table here and say this: Factor Meals does it different. Pre-prepared, chef crafted, dietitian approved. We've gotten the chance to test them here at The Pocket. I just got mine this past week. Phenomenal meal, super easy. Throw them in the oven. Like I said, they're pre-prepared. Pop them out, throw them on a plate. I'm a new father, got a wife. I'm unfortunately the one that does the majority of the cooking in the house. So whenever I need a break, this is a great option for me. Meals, 2 minutes or less. They got snacks. They got smoothies. They got little juice drinks. It's super flexible. It fits into my schedule when need be. No mess. I also do the dishes. So therefore, minimal dishes when it comes to preparation with Factor Meals. Really, really, really highly recommend them for your day-to-day operation. So if you like what I'm talking about, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, please head over to factormeals.com/pocket50 and use code pocket50 to get 50% off. That's code pocket50 at factormeals.com/pocket50 to get 50% off. I know that's a lot of pocket 50s, but you guys get the gist. 50% off to cut into about 75% of your meal prep time. Phenomenal, and I highly recommend them.
Yeah, you need to apply, you need to invest, you need to participate, and you can't, you don't have to go extreme to one side or the other, right? And that's the nice thing about Penn State and the bigness of Penn State is that I think we can still keep some of our core values of what I think the average fan or fans out there believe makes Penn State special, unique, and different. I think that there's an element of that, but to your point, To stay competitive, you have to bolster the barricade where you can and make sure that things are still going. It used to be facilities, right? Like when we were coming out, it was like, who had the dopest locker room? Who had this? Can your locker give you a massage? Can you charge your phone in your locker? Like all that crazy stuff. And now it's just gone, you know, so much more business oriented, which, you know, I think for folks like Anthony, it's going to make sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's going to make sense for them. And that's why you see some of these people who've been extremely successful jumping into this, you know, full head of steam. So we're stoked to get his perspective. But other than that, man, it's been typical off season. You know, I think we've been seeing some recruiting news. We have we made the finalist for the number one quarterback in the 2025 class, I believe, in the state of Pennsylvania. He's also a top five kid in the country, according to a lot of these recruiting sites. So I believe he set his decision date for April 4th.
Ooh, coming up. Yeah.
you talk about arms race, always bolstering on that side of the equation as well.
Yeah, you know, that's the, you know, part fans always want to bring back, you know, what's going on the football field, which obviously that's, you know, step number one, regardless, always most important thing as far as just competing. And we can't lose the fact that, hey, man, we have to bolster these rosters. I mean, it's as strong as it's ever been since, you know, our time, which is, you know, coming up on 10 years. And we talk about all the time as far as, like, especially last season with all the hype that was built in, like the talent, the depth. And, you know, that has to keep coming. That has to keep coming. So excited to see where what players we land. You know, Pennsylvania is obviously a hotbed, Jersey, DMV area. Excited for that nature and get these kids in to compete, man. Getting the kids is one thing. Developing them to be a competitor on this major stage that we keep talking about that's changing. It's going to be fun to watch. And obviously quarterback, the most important position, always gets most of the chatter, as you know.
Gets a lot of chatter, and you bring up a great point about just kids buying into the competitive side, especially with all the outs they have now with the transfer portal and all that stuff. So Penn State, fortunately, has done a pretty decent job at, you know, keeping depth specifically at that position. And I think that there's a little bit of recruiting magic and mojo that goes into that as it pertains to like spreading it out and bringing kids in certain classes with the understanding that they're going to have ample time to come in and play.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I saw Adam, you know, AB's pumping out content. Brenneman just kind of give a little tidbit on how the offering process works. And obviously, there's only so many offers you can shoot out with hopes that you get the kids, but that's obviously not always the case. And when we talked about it week in and week out about whether it's JUCO or high school, how it affects the high school kids and getting these top players that we all obviously want. And obviously NIL plays a big deal in that. But it leads me to a point, you know, watching a lot of March Madness going on, the analysts on air on TV talking about just the same thing we all talk about. Players, like you said, up and leaving at any moment, guys unhappy. And, you know, a lot of chatter about Saban and some of these old school coaches that kind of just want to coach. And it brings me to, like, almost college football, college sports, we almost need to develop a whole new entity to the team as far as, like, just managing the business slash player development acumen of, like, God, you want Coach Franklin to coach football and be a mentor and things of that nature. But it's almost – is it asking too much for them to appease all these kids, all these parents? The money is involved now. I almost feel like there needs to be a whole new department added to a college football staff.
Yeah, like a front office.
Pretty much. You might need a GM for a team.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of crazy stuff like that come out. And it's not crazy when you cut the layers of the onion, but it is crazy.
For college sports, amateur sports, what used to be.
And how fast, right? Like we've talked about like the rapid change that has happened in such a short period of time. And you're talking about systems that have really not changed for 50 years.
Right.
Really. Right. Like drastic changes in 3 years. That's a lot of time. And now you're messing with institutions and, you know, credits, college credits, whether they transfer or not. Like there's so many pieces to this that I think get overlooked oftentimes, because everyone's just trying to put the best product out there and make as much money as they can. And that's not the kids, that's the institutions and the athletic departments and stuff like that. So it's like, there's a lot to it. And, you know, I don't want to be that guy having to sort through it, to be honest with you.
If Penn State gave you the call to be head of the new front office department, you might got to understand, man.
Well, I jump in, but, you know, do my part, know my role, you know what I mean? Be a glue guy there.
Right, yeah. I know all about being a glue guy. We all do. But no, it's very interesting, man. It's going to keep getting wacky. So everyone that's already been holding on to their chair, I mean, keep holding on. As we say every week, things are going to get shuffled. Systems broken. you almost needed to break it to be able to fix it and adjust it to where it's headed nowadays. So just hold on and go along for the journey like we all are, man. It's fun to watch the product. I feel like it's still only getting better. You know, a lot of outside noise and distractions, but these kids, man, the athletes are only getting more athletic. And just as a pure fan of football, it's fun to watch. And you see these guys going to the next level. As we all know, that's the dream. That's the goal. And it's just, it's very fun to see a kid's development from, you know, high school, whether in the big stage, you know, All-American, high school All-American, to making plays on Sunday. And, you know, you're a fan of your institution, wherever it may be, have them, you know, come change that course of history for 4 or 5 years.
No doubt. And that is a great point as well. Just the product is continuing to garner more attention. And that's where like the understanding side of me and like the business side of me is happy that this is coming along. But as mm-hmm. I've said from the beginning, you know, we need to figure out the guardrails to make it feasible, sustainable, and beneficial. Kind of what we talked about as well on a previous episode for the kids and the development of them and as people, because they are still young men when they step on campus, kids or young men, however you want to frame it. But you know, there is that kind of callus that you build up over the course of your college career that ultimately shapes a lot of how you handle life moving forward. And, you know, I think that's the most important part. So without further ado, we're going to grab Anthony Misitano in here and get the Boosters' perspective on NIL for the listeners here at State Media in the Pocket. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Too busy to read long, complicated policies? Well, guess what? Here at The Pocket, we got a solution for you. Mahdi Health. Patrick Mahdi, former letterman. He's doing a fantastic job in this industry. He leverages years of expertise to build a customized health insurance policy for you and your needs. Individual plans, family plans. Patrick ensures you get the best protection for your health and budget. Mahdi Health, one broker, endless solutions. Now offering up to $500 cash bonus for every customer referral. So quit overpaying for your health insurance. Visit MahdiHealth.com to schedule a free consultation with Patrick himself. So we have Anthony Misitano. Did I say that right? I didn't butcher that.
You got it perfect.
Perfect. And you're all right if I call you Tony for sake of syllables? I'm saver myself. So
fine.
Perfect. So Tony, we appreciate it. Tony is the CEO, founder, and chairman of PAM Health. He is also an 81 grad.
Correct.
Graduated in 81 and a very gracious giver to the program. And we're excited to have him on The Pocket and get his story and perspective on NIL to put a cap on this little mini series we got here. So, Tony, again, appreciate you kicking it off. And listen, man, tell us how you got here. You know, you don't have to go super deep into it, but, you know, your fandom, kind of what led you to want to give to the program when you had the ability to, and any information that you think would be pertinent to
sure.
making
sure.
this
be one. Sure. You know, being a graduate of Penn State, you know, the football program in particular has always been near and dear to my heart. You know, I've spent a lot of great years in Beaver Stadium, watching a lot of great football and a lot of great players perform, like you two guys. And I mean, it's been just a tremendous opportunity for me to, you know, get closer to the program through NIL and some of the giving. And you know, it's just you know, Penn State's done so much for me. You know, I've been one of the really fortunate people. So when I graduated from Penn State, I went right into my career field, you know, no deviation right into it. And that's because I had a lot of great advisors at Penn State. So, you know, anytime I can help the university, I want to do that. And in particular, over the years, the football program and, you know, the different coaches that I've been associated with or had the opportunity to meet, starting with, you know, Joe Joe Paterno, O'Brien and Franklin. You know, it's just been a great opportunity, a great experience for me. And you know, I was giving before nil, but you know, with the advent of nil, it you know, the whole thing became a lot more important, a lot more sense of urgency from on my end, because I think we might have been a little bit behind the curve. You know, when I was an original founder of Success with Honor, and was on the board with that, and then transitioned from that when it consolidated into Happy Valley United, and I'm on the board there. And so it's just, you know, something near and dear to my heart, but something where, you know, you knew something had to be done to assure that Penn State, you know, frankly, all of Penn State athletes, but in my case in particular, on the football side, that we were doing everything we could to be, you know, competitive, if that's the right word, to make sure that our you know, student athletes in the football program stayed and, you know, had the opportunity to, you know, that they were entitled to, relative to the new change in the nil format, which, you know, it was a little crazy, you know, for me. I'm not sure it's the best thing that's ever happened for college sports, but I think it's a long past due where the football players and other athletes get some benefit from, you know, what they contribute to the Penn State community. So that's how it really got started for me.
Right. And that's beautiful. As you said, you were giving and donating before, you know, nil NIL really came about. And as you said, the format we've been touching on, Hack and I discuss always, and it's probably going to change a little bit, but can you just start off with what are the benefits to NIL, would you say, that, you know, for the university, for the players, for the donors, and really for everyone?
Well, you know, we attract great talent to Penn State athletics, right? You guys are prime examples of it. And, you know, with a nil coming, oh, come on, guys, don't be bashful. You know, some of my favorite guys. And when we're done, I can want to continue chatting a little bit with you, if it's okay.
For sure.
But, you know, the landscape changed, became very competitive with the nil, you know, and you know, and I followed the nil for many years with the Ed O'Bannon case through the courts, and maybe all this could have been avoided to some degree had the NCAA acted a little differently. Maybe there's been a better structure in place. And to me, it's like the wild, wild west right now, right? I mean, and kids are doing what they, you know, what they think is right for them. And that's to, you know, go to schools that will provide them a great education, but also through the NILs, provide them with the financial opportunity that they may not otherwise have. So, you know, knowing that what was going on, you know, it just was paramount to me and some others to help position Penn State and at the time Success with Honor and now Happy Valley United with a way to, you know, treat our players the right way, that they're entitled to be treated, and to keep them in their respective programs, be it wrestling, basketball, but, you know, again, in my case, football in particular. And I've done stuff for a lot of the other programs, but as I said at the outset, you know, the football program has been near and dear to me in terms of, you know, putting Penn State on the map, really, at the end of the day. No doubt about that. So that's how, and from a fan perspective, you know, you want to watch the best compete, and you don't want to get beat out by the Ohio States and the Southern Cals and everybody in terms of, you know, making better deals. And I'm in my company and my career, I'm a deal guy. So I'm very competitive, and I don't want to ever see a Penn State player in any sport, again, football in particular, leave because they were able to get a better deal that we couldn't come up and match if that was the case. But even I like to, even before we get to that place, make sure we've done the best to put the best deal on the table for our kids.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to get into a bidding war with other places. So from a fan perspective, you know, keeping the best talent that we get, and I think we get some of the best talent in the country. And from a NIL perspective, just making sure that we're doing things the right way, helping all the different sports. But again, in my case, highlighting the needs of the football program, because that does drive every other sport in the university. So, you know, that's really how I you know, got into it and how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really interesting. You brought up several really, really good points that kind of bode well into my next question here. But you mentioned that, first off, you gave prior to NIL, which is awesome, and we appreciate that. And then,
you know, second, guys, if you walk into the lobby of the Latch building, which they don't take anybody in that way anymore, but if you go into the lobby of the Latch building, there's my wife and my name on the entranceway there, and I think that was probably the first major gift that I did several years ago.
Much appreciated.
That's fantastic. Yeah. But that, I think that gives you some really unique perspective, right? Like, prior to this Wild West that's now been opened up, you know, you were participating in the old way. And then you also brought up the O'Bannon case and kind of how the NCAA handled that and what that ultimately has led to up until this point. And Brandon and I have picked apart this over the course, even going back to the season, just this whole topic, because it's been so front of mind. And we've talked about there being just a seismic change in, relatively speaking, such a short period of time. And there was a lack of regard for all of the systems that were in place that needed to also adjust to that. Something as simple as, we mentioned just earlier here when we were chatting, like, credits, transfer portal and credits, and how that goes from institution to institution, and people don't, you know, the way it was rolled out, they just didn't think about it. So what that leads me to is there anything that you would fix about NIL that maybe has turned some folks off, specifically at Penn State, that you think would have led to a little bit more engagement early? And what can we do now to rally that here, as we're probably staring down the barrel of another massive shift with collective bargaining and all this other stuff that's coming down the pipeline?
You know, I think what one of the big challenges has been, and I think continues to be, is just the whole education process for people as to what a collective is, how it really works, how they can help. You know, I'm amazed for all the things that we've done. There's still a lot of people out there that don't get it. There's still a lot of people that don't give. You know, we at Penn State touts this 700,000 living alumni, but not too many of them, you know, open their checkbooks up and do something. But I think it's not out of ignorance. I think it's just out of a lack of education. So I think that, you know, we probably should have been on top of this a little sooner at Penn State, but we rallied pretty quickly and came on strong through success with honor, and, you know, started to make an impact relative to the kids and getting them, you know, what they wanted.
Before we get to the next topic, we're going to take a minute to talk about Factor Meals. Now, I know that there's a ton of food delivery service options out there. I'm going to stand on the table here and say this: Factor Meals does it different. Pre-prepared, chef crafted, dietitian approved. We've gotten a chance to test them here at The Pocket. I just got mine this past week. Phenomenal meals, super easy. Throw them in the oven. Like I said, they're pre-prepared. Pop them out, throw them on a plate. I'm a new father, got a wife. I'm unfortunately the one that does the majority of the cooking in the house, so whenever I need a break, this is a great option for me. Meals, 2 minutes or less. They got snacks, they got smoothies, they got little juice drinks. It's super flexible. It fits into my schedule when need be. No mess. I also do the dishes, so therefore, minimal dishes when it comes to preparation with Factor Meals. Really, really, really highly
recommend them for your day-to-day operation. So if you like what I'm talking about, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, please head over to factormeals.com/pocket50 and use code pocket50 to get 50% off. That's code pocket50 at factormeals.com/pocket50 to get 50% off. I know that's a lot of pocket 50s, but you guys get the gist. 50% off to cut into about 75% of your meal prep time. Phenomenal, and I highly recommend them.
Great, great information right there. As we said, from the donor's perspective, I want to give another thank you to Anthony Misitano, you know, great leader and great businessman, great business acumen. As we said earlier, a great giver to the university as well. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. And that'll be all for this week's episode of The Pocket. For Christian Hackenberg and myself, Brandon Bell, thank you guys for tuning in again. We're going to keep this rolling this offseason. Spring ball, spring game is inching closer. Going to get some football content. We got some more big names, former players we've played with that have elevated, you know, moving on to, you know, higher stages of leadership. Hopefully get their voice on here. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you catch all the content, State Media, Mercury. Keep buying the merch. Hopefully we get some new things coming out soon. And stay tuned for some new information we got for that spring game as well, coming soon. And that'll be all for myself. Make sure you follow us as well. Brandon Bell, Christian Hackenberg. Peace.